Thomas Pock owns the Diamond Shamrock gas station in a heavily African-American community in southern Dallas. Last December, Nation of Islam minister Jeffrey Muhammad says he tried buying $5 worth of gas on a credit card. He claims Pock told him the minimum was $10. A verbal fight broke out, racial slurs flew both ways. Then Muhammad's group staged frequent protests in front of the store.
Don't stop, don't shop.
Thursday, at a press conference called by Korean and African American leaders, store owner Pock apologized.
I'm coming to apologize to all the people involved in this protest, even including the protester and picketing outside.
This truce was negotiated by both Korean and African American leaders, including Reverend Ronald Wright, who's black. He said open dialogue will help improve race relations.
Despite what we're told when you come over in this country, you need to learn and know me for yourself. And if we say we love God and we say we love Jesus, then we must act like that.
Jeffrey Muhammad and his group of about 10 protesters would not accept the apology.
I live in this community and I do business in this community. I worship in this community. I work in this community, as do the others who have been disrespected by this particular store owner, who just happens to be Korean.
For some protesters, like this man who wouldn't give his name, the problem is about those he calls foreigners.
They come over here and bloodsuck and be vampires and then take money from the black neighborhood and then take all the money out of the community.
But Thomas Robertson, an African-American who shops in Pock's store, says protesters don't represent all African-Americans in the neighborhood.
They lied all the time. I've been about 40 years, and then that's really the truth.
Reverend Wright says he'll talk to Minister Muhammad and will pray that he accepts Pock's apology. Ted Kim, vice president of the Korean Society of Dallas, says it's time to heal these racial wounds.
We need to create strong relationships so we can work with each other, educate our community about the differences between them as well as the similarities, and to create a meaningful way to grow and prosper together.
Kim said Koreans and African Americans must reject the us-them mentality. He says this agreement to work together is a good start towards ending that divide. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.